PC leader Chess Crosby is reiterating his call for release of a report by Moya Green that is expected to frame the government's strategy for economic recovery. But Green's interim report is due by February 28th. That's 2 weeks after voters cast ballots in the provincial election. Now, Crosby told reporters yesterday that the timing was intentional so the Liberals could avoid facing the reactive wrath of the electorate.
This week, I was pleased to announce key components of the PC party's plan to bring back jobs and get our economy moving again. But while progressive conservatives are hard at work unveiling our ideas to get the province working, the Liberals say we need to wait for their plan. Specifically, they say we have to wait until Dame Moya Green delivers the report of the Premier's economic recovery team, a document that many fear will contain deep cuts to public services, slash funding for rural communities, and cost our province much-needed jobs. After all, Andrew Fiore himself says, sometimes to save a patient, you have to cut off a leg. He's only waiting for Dame Green to hand him the scalpel. But conveniently, she's only due to report after Election Day, something Premier Fiore knew full well in advance of scheduling the election. Premier Fiore, Newfoundlanders and Labradorians are smarter than that. Already, I've knocked down hundreds of doors during this campaign. I've been to coffee shops. I've talked with small business owners. I've met with people on street corners. Everywhere I go, people are worried about what the secret Liberal plan for cuts and job losses will mean for their families. I know Premier Fiore has been active on the campaign trail too. Clearly, he's hearing the same things that I'm hearing. Why else would he take to Twitter last week to affirm that he, not Dame Green, is the Premier? He wants you to know that he is the boss. According to Premier Fiore, the contents of the Green Report are just recommendations, simply ideas to be debated. The problem is, while that may be what Premier Fiore wants you, the voter, to believe, that's not what he tells his ministers. In his mandate letter to his finance minister, Premier Fiore wrote, in black and white, I ask you to work with me to oversee and implement recommendations of the Premier's economic recovery team. Now, that's a direct order from the boss to implement Dame Green's plan. Andrew Fiore thinks he can skate by this election campaign and win his coveted majority government without showing the voters the truth. Remember, Dame Green is due to file her report on February 28th, 2 weeks after Election Day. But first, Andrew Fiore is counting on you to give him a mandate to amputate without showing you the prognosis. Simply put, he wants political cover for the cuts he wants to make. Well, Premier Fiore, blame the dame is not an economic recovery plan. As per his own words, Andrew Fiore wants you to remember that he's the Premier, not Moya Green. That means she reports to him. And that means he can require her to release her report and make it available to the voters whenever he wants. So, on behalf of the people of Newfoundland and Labrador, I'm calling on Premier Fiore to direct Dame Green to deliver the report to him no later than February 1st. And I'm further calling on the Premier to release the report to the voters of Newfoundland and Labrador immediately. Given the stakes, the voters deserve the truth before casting their ballots. Premier, release the report.